Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Tony Stone. I have been away ill for the past couple of days. I'm doing a little bit better. Sometimes in between talking, I may cough. Today's talk show will be about outrageous videos. Recently in topic, I have found videos of individuals that there are women that are acting outrageous. And one of the videos is of a lady with purple hair beating down her baby daddy, and the other is the bus driver who became angry at a woman who was exiting the bus with her child, followed her off the bus, and beat her down with child in hand. I want to elaborate on those two topics today, if I may. And if you're calling in today, I am having technical difficulties this morning, and I'm not sure why. I was not able to dial into the server and to be able to log in, so therefore I will not be able to receive your phone call and the guest be able to hear you. I do apologize. Hopefully I will have this corrected by the 6:30 show tonight. The 6:30 show will air as normal this evening. But today I wanted to talk about this, why women are so angry. Now, this is the anger. It usually results in anger and depression, which are biological programming. And many women do not understand the biological programming of men that make men angry and sexually aggressive. So this, you know, those are two different topics. But the biological anger, I think that what I'm trying to convey here is that how angry we are has a biological mindset and time set upon us. How we react to things is because of how we've seen our parents react to things. And I've noticed that within my children, because in my younger years as a mother, I was kind of hot-headed myself. And so I see my children at their age and at the age I was when I was that way, they're hot-headed. But the video that I want to elaborate on first is the one, the lady pinning down the guy. She has the purple hair, and she's beating him down and spitting on him. And I think this is absurd. If you have a problem with your significant other or your boyfriend or whoever, the proper way to do this is to talk to him as an adult. If there is by chance that you're in a relationship that you cannot humbly or express yourself without losing your temper and putting your hands on someone, then you do not need to be in a relationship with that person. That is so unhealthy to have to pin-raffle this man down on the floor, spit on him to get your point across, just so that you can convey that you're angry. That takes a lot of effort. And for the people who think this is wonderful by videotaping this escapade, event, derogatory moment, shame upon them, because I wouldn't want to feel anyone in my household or my surroundings who was acting like they had escaped from the zoo to wear purple hair and sitting there beating up your baby's father, going around in circles, dragging him around. And I feel that he was a man, because at any given time, that man could have used his man weight and he could have jumped on that woman and he could have hurt her really bad, but he didn't move a muscle. He allowed this woman to act belligerent, outrageous, just with great stupidity. And I to see black women act in such a manner, in a disgraceful and distasteful manner, and I'm saying this just to all women, but especially my sisters, stop getting on social media, beating up on men, beating up on your children. Can we get some videos of black women doing an outstanding job and getting out there and spreading the word of God and showing women that, other women, that if you stay focused and use your platform for goodness, that you can spread joy around your neighborhood, around your world, and wear some hair that is not purple, you are depreciating your value as a woman and how people respect you. You don't even respect yourself because you got purple hair, you got your baby daddy on the floor, spinning them around and spitting on them. That is ridiculous. And to the bus driver, so an African-American woman, how dare you, because someone pours water on you and jumps off the bus, you park the bus. You didn't care about any of the passengers on the bus. The lady had about 3 to 4 year old child. When she realized you're coming after her, she picked up her child because she doesn't know if you're going to hurt her child because you're coming full-fledged at her. But some people look at it as a woman being a coward and picking up her child as a protection. I'm looking at it as this lady doesn't know what you're about to do. She's trying to protect her child and run. That's just natural instinct. So if I was in the court of law and I was the judge behind the bench and both of you came in to me, I would charge both of you with child reckless endangerment of a child or child endangerment, whichever law is greater for the both of you. And for you, bus driver lady, you would be fired. You would be fired because you should know better. You are to be a public service to the community. All you had to do, they have a video on that bus. That woman would have taken all of that charge, and that woman would have, that woman is supposed to be arrested. But now both of you, I feel that both of you should have been arrested because neither one of you were thinking about that child at the moment, and especially you, bus driver, because you were buckled down in your seat, and all you had to do was just call the authorities. All you had to do was make a better choice in a split second. You changed your whole world because you decided in a split second to be an angry black woman, unbuckle your seatbelt, and to prove to that passenger that the next time she decides to pour water on somebody, she needs to think about it. And both of you were wrong. So now both of you have changed the course of your life by a split second of decision to do something out of anger. So if you are angry about something, and every day I am confronted with something that causes my adrenaline to rush, where I want to become angry and belligerent, scream and yell and do, yes, I'm from Mechanicsville all the way, 280 Richardson Street, apartment 4, ever. I have a mother, God rest her soul, that I still represent. So I have to be mindful of what she's taught me. And before I go out here busting people in the head, talking down to people, I have to show that my mother has instilled something great within me that I can control and contain myself. So black women today, think of your mother who has, and I know you have some beautiful queens in your life, and to my kings as well, because I'm going to do a video, I'm going to do a talk about you guys too. Think about your mother who has instilled greatness inside of you. Think before you react. Think before you react to someone else's insanity. Count to 10, count to 20. Be the bigger person. Be the person that your mother wants you to be, who you want to be. Do not lose your control. Do not lose your freedom. Do not lose everything that you have worked for a moment of anger that you cannot take back, because there are going to be many, many more of these tests that will come your way, because someone is going to always walk around and push your buttons in relationships, at work, situationships, whatever the case may be. In everyday interaction, there is always going to be someone who is going to push your button. So stop losing your mind so you will not have to do the time for being angry and belligerent to someone else. And I want you to have an awesome day, and I will talk to you tonight. And these phone lines will be open so that we can talk. Have a fabulous Friday, and I'm feeling better, as you guys can hear.